Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right. If you have been ghosted, reach out to us. We're going to do our very best to find out why, get you some answers, maybe some closure, hopefully some closure. Maybe it's just misunderstanding. We're going to find out right now. Derek's in the same boat that a lot of people are. Hi, Derek.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Booker, Alex, Audrey. How y'all doing?
Great, man. Appreciate you. Tell us what's going on and how you got ghosted by Jenna.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what went wrong. As you said, her name's Jenna, and we met through friends at a birthday brunch in East Austin. We hit it off right away. We kind of, by luck of the draw, ended up sitting next to each other. We're just like, you know those people you meet and you just can't stop laughing?
Yeah. It's always nice, like, whenever you're out with a group of people or, like, people that you've never met before, like, you always want to sit next to the most attractive person. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, man, I want to sit next to her.
It's because you know you're never going to see him, or there's a chance you don't see him again.
Okay, so anyway, you're chopping it up, and what happened?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously, like, we were having a good time, but, you know, we want to see if that would work just one-on-one. So a couple days later, we go out. I take her out to dinner on Rainy. I did a little bar hopping after, and, you know, honestly, it just kind of felt like the laughs kept coming, and it felt like we'd known each other for years.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. What happened later?
Yeah, of course. what happened later? We kissed goodnight, you know, that was it. But she, you know, we had a great time, and I texted her next morning to say thanks. Nothing.
Man.
Oh, I was like, what the hell happened to the guy?
It's like he did everything right. He even texted the next morning.
I know. It was like I didn't say anything that night. It was a kiss. It was great. And, I, you know, then I waited a couple days because I didn't want to seem desperate. But I followed up again. Nothing.
Oh.
And it's like, you know, I feel like Tom Cruise in that, what is it, Ghost Protocol movie.
What?
I'll just go with it. I'll take your word.
That's funny. That one just came up on Netflix for
did it really?
Us. Yeah, we almost
that's
watched
pretty
it.
Funny.
Good flick.
It's a good one. I don't know if we're going to have good news or bad news, but we did get a hold of Jenna. And Jenna, I just want to say thank you so much for agreeing to come on with us and share your, I don't want to say dirty laundry, but it might be uncomfortable, especially since you didn't want to talk to Derek, obviously. So we just wanted to see if you would be willing to share your side of the story.
Good morning, guys. I was scared. Like, I was fearing that this was going to happen.
Oh,
but, I mean, honestly, like, I wasn't planning on ghosting him. I just didn't really know how to explain this without sounding mean or judgy or, you know, just like a terrible person.
Okay. To us, based upon what he said, it sounded like you had a good time.
Right.
Like dinner and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree. Like, dinner was great. We had fun. She's such a nice guy. Like, the kiss was great, too. But here's the thing. He paid for our drinks and dinner with a Groupon. And, like, he wasn't subtle about it. He, like, handed the server his phone and was like, that should be 40% off. And I don't know. It just killed the vibe. It killed, you know, that mystery, that sexiness that's when you first start dating somebody. It just, it's gone. And I didn't know how to say it. Like, hey, I liked you until you couponed our cocktails. It's
couponed our cocktails.
I just disappeared. And I'm very sorry.
So that did it for you? You're just like, the fact that he used a Groupon on our date was too much?
Yeah. And it's nothing against Groupon. I Groupon as well. Like, it's the times are hard.
It's just a first date. Yeah.
First date. Yeah. You're trying to bring your A game. You're trying to show, you know, the best of what you've got, and that just killed it for me.
Wow, I found an amazing group. Bro, I forgot about Groupon.
Don't sleep on Groupon.
No, an oil change.
She's in there telling you her life story and you're searching deals.
I'm just shocked. But you know, but that's just so smart, though. Like, I would be like, props to that person using the Groupon, because that's like saving. You're like going an extra mile. I don't see it as a bad thing.
Derek, do you want to respond to what Jenna just said?
Yeah, sorry, I was like thrown for a loop there. this I'm like embarrassed, not because I use Groupon, like,
yeah,
it is what it is, but like, I just didn't expect that. It's not like You know, it's not like I went and took Jen out to a discount tire shop for dinner, or you know, it was like a really nice restaurant. You know, the food was great. You don't want to go out with me because I plan ahead and I'm a little smart about my money.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's not that I don't know how to treat someone. I do, and I think using a perfectly legit promo makes me smart, not cheap.
Exactly.
You know, I'm financially evolved, and I wasn't trying to be awkward. I just literally, you know, I showed the phone to the server. That's what you do. I didn't. Mm-hmm. If I knew in the moment that meant I'd never see Jenna again, maybe I would have done something differently.
I'm a huge fan of InKind. If you've never heard of InKind, I highly encourage you to check them out, download it. It's an opportunity for you to save big money.
Don't give him ideas, bro. He's going to get burned on his next day.
I'm telling you, Derek, seriously, they're an Austin-based company. They team up with restaurants all over the country, and there's no catch. It's literally a great way for you to save a lot of money, and they have amazing restaurants. And the thing I like about it is that you don't have to show a coupon. You just get the bill number from the receipt, and you pay your tab through your phone. It's great.
Bro, 38% off airport parking on Groupon.
Will you stop, Alex?
There's amazing deals here. Wow.
Jenna, whenever you heard Derek talk about how, look, I wanted to take you somewhere nice. I'm financially evolved, he said, which I thought was interesting.
I love it.
Did that sway you at all? Did that kind of change your mind about what you were thinking before?
I mean, yeah, like it's very reasonable. It's very level-headed. I just was thrown off, and I wasn't expecting, you know, coupons and cocktails. Like, it's just, they don't go together for me. But he's not wrong in any way.
Right. It's totally fair. And, you know, if we can go out again, I will pay full price.
No, that's dumb.
I'll do it once. And then, you know, we can talk about how bad the guac to chip ratio is. How about that?
This guy's funny, man. And smart, obviously.
Jenna, what about that? What about giving him another chance? He liked you enough to come to us to try to find you because he didn't want to give up.
You know, I really appreciate that. I appreciate his sense of humor. And yeah, I'll give it another shot.
All right, good. Wow. I love that.
For sure.
I love that.
For sure.